Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. This is Squawk 1200. And today we are joined by Mike Jesch. Mike is the 2026 National FAA Safety Team Representative of the Year. We're so excited to talk with you and learn more about you. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning, Michael and Chris.
Matt. Michael and Matt.
Great to see you guys. Thanks very much for inviting me in. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into aviation, and what you're doing now.
All right. I started out getting interested in aviation when my father worked on the Apollo space program, and I saw what he was doing. He was a ground support test equipment engineer. And I saw these astronauts doing that, and I thought, that's really cool. I think maybe I'll be a pilot when I grow up. I was 6 years old. At age 14, I have a cousin who took me for an airplane ride, and that really set the hook. I thought, this is really cool. I'm going to be a pilot in 10 years. Next year, she took me for another ride, this time in a Mooney, brand new Mooney M20J, and I'm at 10,000 feet flying this airplane over Lake Tahoe, and I thought, this is really cool. I'm going to be a pilot in 5 years. No idea how to do it. And she kind of put me on the road, pointed me in a direction, and said, here's what you need to do. So I started learning how to fly that year. I got my license my senior year in high school. I was 17 years old. And it's been quite a ride ever since. I set that goal for it. And one of the ways I put it is, I see something that looks like an obstacle. I find a way around it or through it or over it or under it and eliminate that obstacle. And then pretty soon what's left is success. And so I landed an airline job. I was 23 years old when I got my first airline job. So that's a little while ago now, 42 years ago. And so now I find myself as a 787 captain flying international routes across the Pacific Ocean, pretty senior at the airline, and life is good.
So in addition to your being an airline pilot actively, you also help with the FAA safety team. For those who might not be aware of what the FAA safety team is, what is that?
The FAA safety team is sort of the educational arm of the FAA for pilots. When I got back into GA about 20 years ago, I started looking around to think, okay, I got this airplane, what do I do with it? And I discovered the FAST team. And I thought, you know, that looks a lot like the recurrent training that we do at the airline. Periodic training with instructors targeted toward problem areas that we know exist in the industry. And I thought, well, I do it at the airline all the time. Maybe I can help out in some way doing it in GA as well. So I discovered the program, became a lead rep a couple of years later. And it's got several different facets. For the average pilot, it looks like three ground activities targeted towards specific knowledge type areas, and then three flight activities in an airplane, again targeted toward the areas that we know cause pilots problems. So I figured that out, and I thought, okay, I can do this. I earned a couple of phases of wings, and then I thought, as an instructor, okay, I can teach these. And it's turned into my pilot association now. I facilitate ground sessions. Every month we have a meeting with a speaker who comes in on and speaks on some aspect of aviation safety. And then we do the flight activities with students. And the idea is, you want to fly with a pilot more often. Every 4, 5, 6 months, get with an instructor and practice some of these things that cause pilots problems. And by doing it on a more regular basis, it's going to make you a safer pilot. So both on the receiving end, the giving end of this program, has been very rewarding to me. It's fun. It's challenging. It's regular. You don't get stale with a certain aspect of knowledge or another, because you're always keeping it fresh and redoing it. You know, that which you practice often, you will do well, the rule of repetition in education. And so that's kind of what this program is about.
So where can people find out where they can do these ground portions and, what kind of flight portions are available for them to do with their flight instructor?
The place to start would be faasafety.gov. If you don't have an account on that website, it's easy to do. It's free. You set up an account. You describe what kind of a pilot you are, what your level of certification, what your ratings are, where you live, and how far you're willing to travel for an in-person seminar. And once you register, you'll start getting emails about activities, seminars and webinar type information for ground activities. So start going. And for me, that was really interesting and fun. I go to another pilot group's meeting. I learn something. I meet somebody. and think about maybe an aspect of aviation that I'm not involved with sometimes, or that I want to dive into a little bit more deeply. And it just expands the horizon. And so then you have to find a local flight instructor to go fly with. And these flight instructors don't have to be a part of the WINGS program in order to use it. It's better if they are. And if your flight instructor is not registered in WINGS, they should be. So tell them to go sign up. And then go do these flight activities. So one of the activities will be takeoffs and landings with go-arounds and some different types. One will be air work, basic aircraft handling type skills, stall, slow flight, steep turns, for instance. Or the third one is going to be some sort of an elective type thing. Might be airport operations. Review the signs, lights, and markings around an airport. Review the light gun signals. Practice go-arounds, short field landings, that sort of thing. So you're brushing up on these, and there's a whole array of those you can do, different types of activities. And then you'll complete a phase of WINGS. So the phase of WINGS then, the benefit there for the pilot especially is it resets your flight review clock. So you never run up to the situation where your flight review is about to expire and you have to go find an instructor and find an airplane and go do this thing. You're constantly current. And insurance companies have discovered that pilots who do this are better pilots, safer pilots, with fewer claims. So I know in one case, the cases of EVMCO, if you participate in a WINGS program, they give you a discount on your premium because they know it makes safer pilots. So it saves them money for you to go, and they don't give away money easily. They have to know that it's going to be beneficial for you.
So you're an airline pilot, but you also fly general aviation also. And were you always still involved in general aviation, or did you take a break and come back to it? How was that for you, and what were the challenges of staying current in different types of flying?
That's a good question. I had to take a break from general aviation when I got to the airline. Been around long enough that the pay scales were very low for a long time when I got into commercial aviation, so I couldn't afford to fly. Actually, let my flight instructor certificate lapse.
Ooh, don't do that.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, for anybody who's a CFI, always renew it.
Don't do that. Exactly.
Yes.
So I let it lapse in the early 90s, and then several years later, I upgraded to captain. Family situation started to stabilize. Our daughter was getting old enough, and I literally was cleaning the pool one day, and a 182 went flying over the yard, and I thought, I ought to get back into that. So I went in and I Googled Aircraft Partnership Southern California, and I found the airplane that I am still a partner in 20 years later.
Nice.
It's a Cessna 182. And interestingly, I bought the airplane. I had to get current again in single engine land. It had been a while since I'd flown one.
How did that go?
It went well.
Okay.
the funny part, my wife is a very smart woman. She said, I'm not getting in that airplane with you until you've spent some time with an instructor. So it was kind of a self-limiting thing. And I have a good friend of mine is also a full-time instructor in SoCal. So we flew, I don't know, 10 or 12 hours, something like that. Kind of getting my legs back under me a little bit.
Learning to flare not at 50 feet?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a challenge. And now, I mean, I fly a range of airplanes, and they all have a different sight picture. So the technique I've used is as I'm lining up on the runway for takeoff, I just look around. I set the sight picture. And that's real close to the sight picture I want when I land.
Sure.
So every airplane, no matter the type or the size or whatever, I've got that picture in my mind that when I land, I'm looking for something kind of like that. And it works out pretty well.
Excellent.
I'd like to go back to the WINGS program, because you mentioned that it's not just for pilots. It's also for CFIs. And you listed some great benefits for pilots. I'd like to talk a little bit more about why a CFI should be part of the WINGS program.
That's an excellent question. And I do spend a lot of time on that because I am a CFI. There's an advisory circular that describes the WINGS program. I forget the number off the top of my head, but there's a link to it right on that website. And that tells you how the whole program works. And one of the sections in there is for CFIs. As a CFI, you can use your participation in the WINGS program to renew your instructor certificate. Back when they expired, and the requirement is now still that you fly at least 15 activities with at least 5 different pilots over the course of the previous 2 years. And that's the basis for renewal. So I discovered that. And the first time I used that as the basis for renewal for my flight instructor, I printed out my list of credits validated. I highlighted each individual unique name. I bring it into the FISDO and show it to the inspector, and the inspector says, I had no idea you could do this for the renewal. And I had highlighted in the AC about where it says what to do. It's, huh, that's pretty cool.
Sounds like you made the job quite simple for him.
Well, that's a key anytime you're dealing with a check rider. The easier you make the job, the better off everybody is. So I use that as a basis for renewal of my flight instructor certificate. And the consequence of that is I don't have to do a FERC. I don't do enough primary instruction working with students toward a check ride. So I don't do enough check rides to use that as my basis for renewal. So I use the WINGS program instead.
Sure. That's fantastic.
So we're running out of time here, but you were selected the 2026 National FAA Safety Team Representative of the Year. Tell us a little bit about that award.
It's quite an honor to have gotten that award. It's an award for what I have done, not necessarily what I'm going to do, although I keep finding ways to stay busy with it. The package, the application is quite intense, and it's kind of, as being an evangelist, for lack of a better word, for the WINGS program, I help facilitate other people speaking. I speak myself. I give presentations. I've given presentations here at Oshkosh before, in my local pilot group, my local area, even other places across the country. Webinars. I did a whole series of webinars on the Garmin GNS 43530, another series with Brian Schiff on ForeFlight, and I've got a couple other projects percolating. Well, but the idea that we're involved in this program from soup to nuts over a period of time.
Well, we are talking with Mike Jess, the 2026 National FAA Safety Team Representative of the Year, and you're listening to EAA Radio.